by faith we see the hand of God. In the light of creation's grand design, in the lives of those who prove His faithfulness, who walk by faith and not by sight.
Good morning and welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Hey, you know we're glad to be here starting another week reading through the Bible together. We're in the New Testament, and so we're going to read through parts of the Gospel of Matthew today, Matthew chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Thanks for joining us. Beginning section of Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, has to do with a miracle Jesus does in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And it is a really cool miracle, but the irony of the question the Pharisees ask in the last verse of this passage in particular leave us scratching our heads. And so we pick this up here in verse 1 of Matthew chapter 12. And here we go. Let's go. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath day. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day." And he said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priest? Or have you not read in the law on how on the Sabbath day the priest in the temple profaned the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what it means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." He went on from there and entered their synagogue, and a man was there with a withered hand, and they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?" So they might accuse him, and he said, "Which one of you has a sheep? If it falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value is this man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And the man stretched it out and was restored, healthy like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him how to destroy him. This is a great little two-story section in Matthew chapter 12 that really explains how Jesus is one who brings restoration and explains the ultimate purpose of the Sabbath day. Now, let me take just a moment to help us understand the Sabbath in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. The Sabbath, according to the Bible, is a time of restoration, a time of rest. So God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, Genesis chapter 1 tells us, and then chapter 2 begins, "On the Sabbath day, God rested." The Sabbath day, a day to set aside for the worship of God, a day to set aside for restoration and for renewal and rest, is a creation command. It goes all the way back to creation. God himself set aside one day out of 7 to rest and be restored. He gives that law to the people of God in the law of Moses on Mount Sinai on the 4th commandment. "You shall remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy." And oftentimes throughout the Old Testament, people didn't do that. And the argument today is, well, we don't have to set one day and 7 aside to rest and relax and be renewed, for we have eternal rest in Christ. And that's an Old Testament law. It was part of the Mosaic covenant. It doesn't really apply in the New Testament. Well, I would argue that you're wrong if you hold that view. And the reason I say is because this goes all the way back to creation. God himself set aside one day in 7 for rest and for relaxation, for renewal. You need that. I need that. But it's not to be kept in such particular nature that we can't do good. In fact, the purpose of the Sabbath day is a day of restoration. Restore the family, restore the soul, restore the body, right? So you rest from your labors, you worship God and find that rest in Christ as you gather with the people of God and rest. You rest and be renewed in relationships. Your week is so busy, you're going in all different directions and you're taking kids here and you're taking kids there and you're going to work and you got all these other responsibilities and community activities. And then the Sabbath day is a day on the Sunday, the Christian Sabbath, where we sit down and we say, you know what? We're going to be about a family. We're going to be about visiting one another. We're going to be about the people of God. We're going to be about relationships. That's a really, really good thing. And the purpose of it is to give us restoration. It's not to keep us from picking grain to eat, right? If you're hungry, you eat. That's part of it. You want to do good, right? You got to have something to eat. You make some food, you eat some food. That's not work. That's taking care of your body and restoring yourself. The first example in this story is Jesus is getting condemned, him and his disciples, for picking grain and rolling it in their hands and eating the grain as they walk through the wheat fields. These people are hungry. Of course God allows them to do that little bit of work to eat. Then he goes on down. The next story is a story of a man with a withered hand. And they ask Jesus, is it lawful to heal this guy on the Sabbath day? And Jesus says, of course it is. If you had a sheep and you're out watching, you're keeping your flock, your sheep falls into a pit, what are you going to do, leave him there all day on the Sabbath day? No, you're going to get him out. You can get the sheep out because the Sabbath day is about restoration. It's about fulfillment. It's about relaxation. It's about renewal. It's about being restored in the grace and mercy of God. And so Jesus says, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath day, and it's a day of restoration. So Jesus heals this man. And the Pharisees are so caught up in their own rules and their regulations and their laws and the way that they think the Sabbath day ought to be kept, they don't even see the purpose of the Sabbath day is restoration, and they don't celebrate the healing, the restoration of the man's hand. They don't celebrate that people are eating and being fed and being restored and renewed. You see, that's why the Sabbath is so important for us. It's so that we can be restored and renewed. We work 6 days a week. We do what we wish on 6 days a week. We go through the busy schedule 6 days a week. And on that Sabbath day, we gather with the people of God. We gather as a family. We gather and we rest. And we're renewed, and we have a day to catch up, as it were, on the busy 6 days prior to, and to prepare for the next busy 6 days. And then we relax, and we get restored, and then we do it again, week in and week out. It's a weekly Sabbath. It is a repetition, and it's a good thing. So let me just challenge you on that. Hopefully you celebrated the Sabbath yesterday, but if not, look forward to celebrating the Sabbath day this coming Sunday. Relax, be restored, celebrate the relationship you have with God, with the people of God, as you gather together in fellowship with him. It's good for you. It's good for your soul. You guys have a great day. God bless you. Probably went a little long. I apologize. Take care. See you tomorrow.